This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, good morning. Senator Troy Heinert, District 26, Democratic Minority Leader in the Senate. Joining me today is Representative Jamie Smith. We'll be talking about how things have went for us this first week. We were able to hear the State of the State address on Tuesday. Democrats in South Dakota agree with some of the priorities that Governor Noem has set forth, workforce development. We also agree that, you know, habitat is something that we care about as well. We might have a little different view on how we get there. And the next big thing, you know, we are also looking for the next big thing. But I think that is something that we need to look at this younger generation to help us find the next big thing. Workforce development has been a big issue in South Dakota. And, you know, we've supported those calls to action in the past. I'll let Representative Smith kind of expound on that.
Thank you, Senator Heinert. Jamie Smith, this is my first press conference with you. I am the newly elected minority leader in the House of Representatives by my caucus. This is my second term. Excited to have the opportunity to lead here in the state of South Dakota. It's been a good first week. Again, as Senator Heinert said, there are many areas that we can find that we can work together to accomplish the goals, and many of the goals of the governor are also the goals of our Democratic Party. Areas, though, that we did not hear anything about yet, at least in public, have to do with some of our major concerns, and those would be health care, nursing home care, and community support providers. Those are huge issues in my community and Senator Heinert's community, which are very different, and all the way across the state and in between. And when we are talking about caring for the elderly, when we are talking about affordable health care and access to health care, those are some of South Dakota's biggest issues.
Well, I agree. We really struggled when we didn't hear about health care in the State of the State address. And, you know, healthcare in South Dakota has gotten more expensive. Access has become harder in our rural areas. So we know we need to work on that. Hopefully we can work with the governor's office. And then in my community, dealing with IHS, something that I've worked hard on the last 7 years, and I'll continue to bring those issues forward. The State of the Tribes address, I thought, was what the legislature needed to hear. Not only did he talk about the President Bordeaux from the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, the tribe of which I'm a member of, not only did he talk about the struggles in Indian country, but he also talked about the positives. And that's something we don't often hear. But he really challenged us as legislators as well. Medicaid expansion would be huge to cover the IHS shortfall. And then the environment, KXL. We know that that is a big issue in our community, and it should be a big South Dakota issue. So I look forward to working on those types of projects and bills to ensure that we're following, you know, what we stand for.
I have nothing else prepared, so we're open for questions at this time.
Senator Heinert, you said that you also care about habitat preservation, but your ideas to tackle that are different from Governor Noem's. Can you elaborate a little bit on how they differ?
Sure. You know, we understand pheasant hunting is a major industry and in South Dakota, and it's a lot of fun for a lot of families. But part of her plan is to put a bounty on predator animals. In western South Dakota, that leaves us open to, you know, prairie dog infestation, which then affects our farms and ranches. So, you know, we need to be smart about how we approach this. I think there's some things we can do, whether it's tax incentives, you know, getting together and increasing more CRP acres in South Dakota. I think those are the good things that we can work together on. You know, her other ideas, you know, we need to be smart about this because things are different in, you know, Mission, South Dakota than they are in Castlewood.
You mentioned the Keystone Pipeline. Is there anything that you'd like to see the legislature do this year specifically on Keystone XL?
Thank you for the question, James. Yes, every bill that I've ever brought in the legislature, I'd like them to pass that. we need to look at this. South Dakota has, we have the northern tip of the Oglala Aquifer. That is the cleanest water in the world. If that was to become polluted, there is no do-over. We have no plan. Most of our rural water intakes come out of the Missouri River, and those are owned by tribes. If that was to become polluted, they have said they will shut those intakes down. And that means water will not get to communities of Phillip and Kadoka and Murdo and, you know, all over western South Dakota and, in some cases, eastern South Dakota. And we haven't had a plan. We heard about missing and murdered indigenous women that come from man camps. We have no plan. So, you know, I hope we can have this conversation. Right now, Keystone is shut down pending a federal lawsuit. You know, to me, I hope it stays that way.
Could I ask a question about your caucus? Tone, tempo, the first week, how it's going, the attitude, and maybe if you have some reduced membership numbers, has that had any impact?
I think, you know, we're Democrats, so we're pretty optimistic anyway, by nature. There's only five of us in the Senate, and I'm one, so it's pretty easy to keep us rounded up. But I think we're excited. You know, we have some new members in our body. Senator Wismer has spent a lot of time in the House, but now in the Senate. So she's experienced. And Senator Foster is extremely bright, knows her community, and, you know, is going to be a valuable voice in the Senate.
As far as the House is concerned, we have 11 in the House this year, 7 of whom are freshmen. So it is an extremely new group of people, but extremely sharp group of people. And I encourage you to meet with them, talk with them. For lack of experience, we make up with just great members.
Sorry, I just wanted to follow up, maybe to rephrase my question. What can and should the South Dakota legislature do about the Keystone XL pipeline?
I think we could at least get them to pay into an oil cleanup fund. Right now, they don't pay into the federal cleanup fund because they don't classify their product as petroleum. I think there needs to be some more regulation on proposed man camps. I think there needs to, whether that's, you know, in enhanced penalties or, you know, working with tribal law enforcement. I think the legislature and the state of South Dakota need to sit down with the tribes and hear their concerns. We know that a lot of the resistance is going to come near tribal land. And, you know, nobody wants violence, you know, on any side, but nobody wants to be, run over by private security forces either. So there needs to be strong conversation and willingness to accept the other's viewpoint. We probably made that as good as we could. I guess, you know, that ball really lies with the governor because she has the control to declare that a public safety zone. I would hope that prior to that happening, that she's going to work with tribal law enforcement on how how this would look, because I think a lot of those protests are going to be on tribal land, which, you know, Senate Bill 176 wouldn't affect. But as soon as they spill over, you know, into the right-of-way, then I think we could see some problems. So hopefully they're getting out ahead of this, saying in the event that this happens, this is what we're going to do. Tribes will give their response. Okay, this is what we'll do. And maybe there's some cooperation between, if it's a tribal member, you know, they would be referred to tribal custody. If it's a non-member, you know, state custody. But, you know, hopefully it doesn't come to that. Cooler heads can prevail.
The Republican leader said that they're satisfied that both District 27 lawmakers meet state residency requirements and they're going to remain in the legislature. Do you have any comment on how that's all unfolded?
We've worked with the Republican leadership since, I guess, since the issue was first raised. You know, we were confident from the beginning. And that's why you haven't seen a lot come from our side. You know, we don't respond to Facebook posts or, you know, fake social media accounts. You know, that validates them. And so we're comfortable. They've did their investigation. They've looked at the documents. You know, we knew that was going to be the end result, so we just didn't respond. And we're happy with that.
There's supposed to be a bill dropping that would lengthen legislative terms to 4 years. As someone who runs for office every 2 years, how do you feel about that?
It's definitely something I would consider. I want to make sure there'd be a stagger. With term limits, we finding that a third of the body is turning over each year, and institutional knowledge can be rather limited at certain points. And the other thing is you're constantly campaigning. If you lengthen that term a little bit, you'd have an ability to serve your district, I believe, in a different way, because you wouldn't have to spend so much time campaigning.
I would agree, and I think that's probably the biggest issue right now. If you notice, you know, next year you're going to see a lot of resolutions or bills that just to try to get people on record to vote. You know, I don't even think half of them they even want them to pass. They just want to get you on record to vote, and it's all about campaigning. And I think South Dakota is tired of that. I think they're tired of the partisanship. They want us to get things done. You know, we're in a 40-day session, and I think that's something I would consider. It depends on the day whether I want to be here 4 years.
But yeah, ask me next week.
Yeah. But no, I think that's something to look at, and I agree. The staggered terms, you know, maybe we model it. The Senate is one way, the House is different, you know, something. I think that it never hurts to have a conversation.
Would you have a conversation about the length of your term then? I mean, right now you what, serve four 2 year terms. Would you rather that was lengthened out?
Yeah, I would be fine, you know, on the Senate side if we had, you know, 2 4-year terms or 3 4-year terms. You know, I think those conversations are, you know, you got to weigh the pros and the cons and hear from everybody. I think but with that, I think we need to talk about redistricting as well, as part of it. You know, 90% of the legislature is Republican controlled, and that's not the makeup of South Dakota. So, you know, we have, though we are a Republican state, we have a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents, too. And those numbers aren't reflected in our legislature. So I think if we're going to go down this road, we need to open it all up. And our census numbers, you know, we need to really look at our districts. You know, my district is 120 miles east and west, and about 110 miles north and south. That's a lot different than Representative Smith's district.
I have the smallest district in the state geographically and with the most population density, so I can knock on all my doors when we're out knocking and get there relatively easily. So I respect Senator Ryder a lot on what he has to do. But as far as those terms, again, the stagger would be important. I would also say that I would also be open to looking at the length. Maybe we leave it at 8 years. You can serve. It's just 2 4-year. Those are all things that I think we should discuss. All right. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.